Hello everyone, it's Jana here with Jintuin, again, and this now really is for February day 10. Had a bit of an interesting day at the office today, because the heating failed on Friday, and it's going to be another week or so before it gets fixed, apparently, so it's very, very cold in the building. I was quite lucky though. We all got distributed around to offices that have a heater in, so I wasn't cold at all day, even though I was very well prepared. I'd even taken the blanket along, but I didn't need it in the end. But I did see people with blankets and hot water bottles and all sorts. Anyway, but leads me nicely onto social media. Not that bit, but the bit that it's at work. Now, I work for a rather conservative organisation, so they're not really doing all that newfangled social media stuff. We do have a Twitter account, and we do get mentioned every now and then, but we don't really actively do anything with it. I think as far as new employees... I wouldn't be surprised if I forgot to ask my boss. Actually, I meant to ask him whether we Google people, but yeah, I think we have done that in the past. Either if we don't get enough out of a CV, or just to sort of find out a bit more about the person. Maybe also because we've had some strange characters there. Who we sort of thought, oh, that person's a bit odd, so we Googled him, and, you know, we're quite surprised at what we could find out, and that was 10 years ago, more than 10 years ago, so there wasn't even that much to find on social media. That was just sort of search results that Google was throwing up. So, yeah, personally, I think I would, I can't see why companies wouldn't want to do that. Especially as there seems to be a lot of emphasis on, you know, what you do outside work and, you know, are you a well-rounded person? But, I was catching up on Booze earlier, and that's quite a few people mentioned. I suppose it depends on what the company is. I mean, if it's a sort of a trendy company that deals with social media, then, yeah, you want to demonstrate that you know how to use it. And how to communicate and how to get the message out there and how you react and how you respond and all that sort of thing. So I can see that could be relevant, but there could be other jobs where it's not at all relevant what you do on social media. So I don't know, I'm in kind of two minds about it. Would a company use background checks? So I can see that it's very tempting for the company to check out that person. But on the other hand, I also think, well, if it's your own private time, then why should the company get involved in that? But as several people have also pointed out, there are ways of making that sort of thing private. So I think it's just something that we'll have to live with, because companies can go in and search what potential employees or current employees are doing. So we'll just have to put up with it, I guess, and just make sure we don't post anything that we don't want the employer to see. I don't know. It's a tricky one. As I said, I do believe that you should be able to spend your free time as you wish, and not have to worry about an employer seeing it. But then, as I remember, Slanty was the first one I heard pointing this out. You know, it can work in your favour if you're doing stuff on social media that is good and helpful to a job. Then, you know, you'd want your employer to go and see that. But then I kind of imagine if you're doing that, you might want to include that in your CV, and then. They should really go and check that out anyhow. So I don't know. I've got Simon looking at me very intently and like he's got an opinion, so I'll just point the phone in his direction.
Hello, it's SM Twin here. It was more of a question, actually. So, do you think as we get used to the idea of seeing colleagues and potentially personalities from other companies that we work with, see them posting on social media their sort of extracurricular activities and things, do you think that somehow employers will become more accustomed to the fact that people have a life outside of work, and that it's perfectly natural for an average employee who's a single man to go and have a piss up every weekend or whatever, do some things that activities that they wouldn't bring into the workplace, the stigma may sort of, as people could become more and more aware of people's extracurricular activities, maybe the stigma might be reduced, and it might just be seen as, well, okay, this is a complete person, and they're expressing a profile of themselves in social media that kind of is a fully rounded individual. And then it may be that the people that keep their private life very, very private might be the ones that become suspicious, because what are they hiding? What are they hiding? Maybe they're the paedophiles. Maybe they're the cross-dressers, or, you know, what are they hiding? No, not that there's anything wrong with cross-dressing, obviously. Point it back at you again, because you're talking. It was a question, really. Not a very well-articulated question, but a question anyway.
Well, yeah, that was the other point I was going to make. Thank you for reminding me that...
welcome.
That I suppose if companies do look on social media and check people out, there's sort of a responsibility on recruiters to say, you know, is this what I see here? Is this relevant to the job? Do I think this is going to impede on this person being able to perform the job? Is that anywhere relevant? Or does that just mean that person's having a good time and I'm just looking at what they're doing? So, yeah, you'd have to filter, I think. But again, I think that depends on the job that you want that person to do. You know, if, for instance, I've volunteered in the sector where you work with children, and all is a little bit more stringent there. So, you know, you wouldn't want to know that someone's going out and getting drunk all the time. You'd probably be a bit wary of that person. So that could have an effect on you being invited to an interview. So I think it all depends, you know, on what is acceptable in that industry. But yeah, maybe employers will get more of an idea of what employees are up to. Will it mean that, you know, someone who has a family with small children, that the employer is going to be a little bit more lenient as to, okay, we're not going to ask that person to work the weekend? I don't know. I don't know if it's going to go all that, you know, that they're sort of taking employees more into account as being a person rather than just a machine that comes into work, clocks in and out. But then they should be really treating people as people anyway.
Mm.
A lot of employers don't do that, though.
Nope.
Unfortunately, they just see what they can get out of their workforce, rather than seeing the human capital, treat them well and encourage them, and you're going to get the best out of people. Nearly 10 minutes up, I didn't really want to talk for that long. Thank you for coming, my boo, but I'll close now and speak to you again tomorrow.
Thank you for permitting me to join your boo.
Why not? You're always welcome, my boo, darling.
No.
Okay, thank you everyone for listening if you made this far. Bye for now.